Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was, of course, the familiar Wavelength theme tune. This week we're launching, William English and Resonance FM, launching a competition to create a new version of the Wavelength theme tune. The winner will receive a mystery prize and the opportunity to appear on Wavelength. You can download the theme by going to the Resonance website, which is www.resonancefm.com, or my own website, which is www.williamenglish.com. You can download the theme there by clicking on the appropriate point on the screen. The rules are as follows. Entries must be solely based upon the Wavelength theme. So that means no extraneous audio. All sounds must be derived from the theme itself. Entries should be no longer than 1 minute in duration. Entries will only be accepted in MP3 format. Entries will only be accepted if they are sent via sendspace.com. No other file sharing service will be accepted, nor will attachments, CDs, or any other audio format. Simply upload your version of the Wavelength theme to sendspace.com and insert wavelength at resonancefm.com as the recipient's address. Entrants must also email their contact details to wavelength@resonancefm.com. Email address, full name of composer, and postal address. The closing date for entries is 3 o'clock, Friday, May the 15th, and the winner will be announced the following Friday, May the 22nd. Depending on how many we receive, we will probably do a program of all the entries, and the entrants will be named accordingly. So just to recap, if you're interested in taking part in this competition, you can go to the news section on resonancefm.com or williamenglish.com, and there you can see all the rules regarding the entry for this competition. Okay, today's program is a sort of melange of past shows, some of which will be familiar. Okay, away we go.
Hello?
Do you see what I mean?
Hello?
Yes, do you see what I mean?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Ah, right, yes. If at any time during the conversation you say something to me which requires a reply or a reaction of some kind from me, and you don't get a reply or any reaction, the chances are therefore that I haven't heard it, due to the fact that I've had the send-receive switch in the wrong position. In that case, it behoves you to repeat whatever it was that you said.
Yes. For the purposes of this sort of interview, can you just describe why that is? What is this telephone?
Are we recording now?
We are, yes.
Yes, fine. Yes. Well, many, many years ago, I designed a special form of telephone, quite unlike the ordinary telephone, which suits my special needs particularly well. It has, for me, great advantages. But it also has, like anything in this world, it has disadvantages as well. And some people would consider that the disadvantages outweigh the advantages. I take the reverse view. I think it's well worth having, notwithstanding the disadvantages. Now,
presumably
should I at this stage first enumerate the advantages? Is that a good idea?
Yes, presumably you can't hear me when you are speaking.
No. When I'm speaking, then it's on send. And if it's on send, I don't hear the slightest trace of anything that you may say.
So I can't interrupt you, basically.
That's right, which is a considerable disadvantage in many cases, but it is, in my view, outweighed by the enormous advantages. You see, instead of, first of all, I don't hold anything to my ear. Secondly, the sound power is enormously greater, bearing in mind that I'm deaf on one ear and very, very slightly deaf on the other ear. Now, the sound power of this thing is tremendous. It comes out of a ceiling-mounted loudspeaker and fills the whole room. It's as if you were in the room speaking very loudly.
Right.
That's the first advantage.
Yeah.
The second advantage, of course, I don't have to hold the thing to my ear, which means that I don't get earache and I don't get a cramp in my arm and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now, let me think. What are the other advantages? I can't even remember. That's the trouble. One has to write these things
down. Of course, you can't hear me speaking now, can you?
No. The biggest advantage is that very often I have my foot in the wrong place for the foot-operated send-receive switch, so that I think that I'm on... Let me just think. What is it? I think I'm on receive, and in fact I'm on send, or vice versa. And in either case, there is, of course, complete confusion, and we miss a large part of the call.
Right. Yes.
It's almost like a wireless apparatus where you would say, over.
Yes.
No, but one doesn't want to confuse the Gesprächspartner, the partner in the conversation, by introducing that word.
So when it goes quiet, that you are operating a foot pedal of some sort?
If it's completely silent, it may well be that I am, that I am not depressing the pedal when I should be. And that means that I would be on receive, I would be hearing you, but you would not hear me.
Right. Okay. Well, let's try and move on to the issue of the dogs. Basically, just that we need a sort of brief resume of
the art of listening. The art of listening.
On the 8th of December 1988, on behalf of William English, ringing 0101-212-533-6686. The object of the exercise being that William is asking for the recording of an answering machine with a peculiar snappy answer which he wants to make in film.
You can now pay the congestion charge for the previous charging day through the call centre, or via our website at cclondon.com. If you are a registered customer,
I have dialed out the number for New York.
For the previous charging day, or for today only, please press 0.
And nothing seems to help.
For all other pay the charge options,
the number you have
reached, please press 1.
533.
If you have already registered,
86 has been disconnected.
Otherwise, press 2.
533.
To continue, you must have your customer number and PIN
has been disconnected. No further information
until you have heard your receipt number, which
confirms the
transaction has been successful.
6 6.
Please enter your customer number. Please enter the 4-digit PIN you supplied on registration. Your vehicle registration is 825G10. If this is correct, press 1. To pay the congestion charge for the previous charging day, To pay the congestion charge for 1 day at 8.
Ja, meine Damen und Herren, das ist das Geräusch, das Sie alle lieben. Es geht gleich los, es beginnt. Wir werden wohl
beginnen wieder einmal herzlich willkommen zu unserer aktuellen Nachmittagssendung. Ich darf Sie sehr herzlich begrüßen.
Es geht sofort los.
Und ich begrüße Sie, es ist soweit.
In diesem Augenblick ist es soweit.
Und zwar jetzt in jedem Augenblick ist bloß fertig. Und es geht ab.
Die Mannschaften haben das Spielfeld betreten in blauen Jerseys und in weißen.
This congestion charge is valid from
Regenschirmen, orange-farbenen Fahnen und Schirmmützen.
Nun warten wir ab, was heute daraus wird.
Der Ball ist rund.
Der Ball ist rund.
Der Ball ist rund.
Er stellt hier wahrlich das bisher Gesehene gründlich auf den Kopf, aber was soll's. Der Ball ist rund, ganz gleich, was auch immer, jedenfalls ja.
Das mag's gewesen sein. Bis später, wir hören uns dann wieder.
Das Spiel hat noch nicht begonnen, das ist natürlich eine äußerst ungünstige Ausgangsposition. Ich kann Ihnen nicht sagen, warum es noch nicht beginnt und jetzt wird es gleich losgehen. Wollen wir sehen, ob wir den Anpfiff noch mitbekommen hier, aber es ist noch nicht zu weit. Wir werden uns ja dann gleich wieder melden. Ich gebe erst einmal zurück ins Funkhaus.
Nun warten wir ab, was heute daraus wird.
Please retain your receipt number, as you will need this as proof of payment. Your receipt number is BBI288. To hear your receipt number again, press 1. Or to terminate the call, press hash, or hang up. Thank you for using this service. Goodbye.
That the correct pronunciation of Jonas Lehav's request
that would be in Hungarian.
Vous écoutez la transmission longueur d'onde. Écoutez la transmission longueur d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called wave.
So, at that point, after I made my own films, which are called Shrine of the Insect and My Paisley Eyes. Those are the two titles of the films that I made at Princeton.
Who also did a series of poetry records after that, went bust fairly sort of reliably a year or so later. And I think the couple that did it went and run a monkey sanctuary somewhere afterwards, and I wish I knew where they were. You know, so if anybody knows anything about that, I'd really like to hear from them. They're probably slightly older than me now, actually. But I wouldn't be surprised if they aren't still running a monkey sanctuary, because they were obviously very happy doing it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Midland Main Line. My name is Chris, your train manager. This is the now officially the 1655 out of the Leicester for Lance of Bankers only. I want to thank the passengers who travel down independently in inverted commas from Nottingham. We had problems at London St Pancras earlier this afternoon when there was a complete systems failure, resulting in the signals showing red in a sort of 3 or 4 square mile area, which meant no trains could go in or out of London St Pancras. However, the systems are now working again, and we are now more or less back on track, if you excuse the pun, and heading our way south to London St Pancras. Officially at the moment we're about 5 minutes late, but we should be able to catch that up, and we are scheduled to arrive into London at 14 minutes past 6. For your information, you're invited to read the safety posters for this type of train, which are located near each exit area. First class accommodation is in the rear 3 coaches. Our onboard coach facility is situated in the centre of the train, and it's been carefully run by Pete this afternoon. Please wait for his announcement, but he has to check all the stocks and before opening the bar. So please bear with us for a good 5 or 10 minutes.
Den Ball, hebt den Ball, da wo die Kante wird, der Bühne, schon auf den Kiefer hinten, rutscht der Ball dann vor ihm aus.
So ist Fußball. So geht's im Fußball, der Ball ist rund, aber das ist eben, ich möchte sagen, das Schöne am Fußball.
Ja, so ist das im Fußball, bitte bei allen Einschränkungen, die es im Fußball gibt.
Aber so ist es im Fußball.
Und das ist meistens im Fußball, ja so.
Aber so ist das nun einmal im Fußball.
Das ist das, was im Fußball jetzt so interessant ist, und
das ist nun mal so. Aber das ist verständlich, und so ist es nun einmal im Fußball.
Ja, es ist zwar nun mal so, aber wie es im Fußball ist,
so auch im Fußball. Für alle die, die es nicht verstanden haben, und was folgern Sie alle daraus? Aber nun ist der Vollständigkeit halber noch einmal.
Ja, so ist das mit dem Das Spiel hat noch nicht begonnen. Ich weiß nicht, warum man das nicht begonnen hat hier. So spät hat es eigentlich noch nie begonnen.
Und der Ball rollte von der Querlatte zurück. Nicht deshalb, weil der Ball von der Querlatte zurücksprang.
Nur weg mit dem Ball. Zu schlapp.
Ja, oh, ja, das stimmt zwar im Inhalt, aber es ist keine Einstellung, so etwas herunterzurufen.
Große Ratlosigkeit. Eine Kerze, ein Senker, dann ein ganz gefühlvoller Heber, der immer länger wurde.
Und dann kam der Aufsetzer. Oh, das war ein dickes Ding.
Oh, das war ein Aufsetzer. Oh, ein Abpraller. Aber es ist ein Heber, ein böser Schnitzer. Das ist natürlich ein wenig. Aber noch nichts zu Ende.
What can I say? She's a walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still still loving you. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to dreams? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I do? She's a sailor through with power play. What will I try? I still don't see why she says what she does. How can we hang on to the dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I say? She's walking away. What can I do? Still up for me. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? How can we hang on to a dream?
Thank you. Thank you.